From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, August 24. Alpha DES, 5 things worth your attention before the market opens. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing. Banks and regulators join quantum-resistant crypto transfer pilot on new testnet. The pilot's success could accelerate global financial systems transition to quantum-safe protocols, enhancing security and regulatory alignment. The post banks and regulators join quantum-resistant crypto transfer pilot on near testnet appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph. Pakistan opens crypto licensing portal, sets SEPT 5 deadline for existing firms. Existing virtual asset providers must apply for an NOC by SEPT 5 or cease operations under Pakistan's new regulatory framework. Pakistan's Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority PVARA has opened its licensing portal after notifying regulations governing crypto exchanges and other virtual asset service providers fast operating in the country. Companies providing virtual asset services on or before March 5 must submit an application for a no objection certificate NOC by SEPT 5 or cease operations, according to the PVARA licensing website. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing. Ethereum Foundation sponsors WPPT 2026 workshop in Hong Kong. Ethereum's focus on privacy tech in Hong Kong highlights its commitment to solving privacy issues, potentially reshaping blockchain transparency norms. The post Ethereum Foundation sponsors WPPT 2026 workshop in Hong Kong appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from B in Crypto. Prominent Bitcoin miner bets on Ethereum, predicts Ethereum will beat Bitcoin this cycle. He now plans to move his remaining capital into Ethereum, betting that Ethereum will outperform Bitcoin this cycle. John previously sold Ethereum holdings between $1,738 and $1,931 and opened short positions to hedge against further downside. When Ethereum surged past $2,000 and kept climbing, those shorts lost money. Up next, sixth, from B in Crypto. Peter Skiff says, I could have made a lot of money with Bitcoin. Skiff made the comment while replying to his own post about artificial intelligence, AI, and Bitcoin. He argued that AI poses a bigger threat to Bitcoin than it does a boost. Skiff defends his Bitcoin track record. Skiff has skipped Bitcoin for roughly 5 years, he says, and does not regret it. He believes he has come out ahead of Bitcoin HODL lures, those who buy and hold regardless of price swings, by staying out of the market. Yes, I could have made a lot of money with Bitcoin, but that's old news. Over the last 5 years or so, I've been better off not owning Bitcoin. Then, seventh, from Crypto Potato. UK sends 81,000 crypto tax warnings as HMRC targets unpaid bull run gains. HM, Revenue and Customs HMRC has significantly increased its scrutiny of UK crypto users during the 2025-2026 financial year. The tax authority reportedly sent more than 81,000 warning letters to holders it suspects may have unpaid tax, the BBC reported after reviewing a Freedom of Information request. The number is nearly 3 times higher than the 27,714 letters sent in 2024. HMRC believes a large share of the unpaid tax relates to gains made during the crypto bull run between 2022 and 2025. Next, eighth, from Cointelegraph. We are so back. Bitcoin's 23% rally on US debt policy. Hodler's Digest. Bitcoin's weekly price chart. Source: CoinMarketCap. The rally in crypto prices was also reflected in the share prices of publicly listed crypto-related firms, including Canon, Metaplanet, Coinbase, and Robinhood, which all saw double-digit gains. The U.S. Department of Treasury noted this week, and it absolutely economy. The annual cost of paying interest on the debt has exceeded the cost of Medicare and is second only to Social Security as the government's largest expense. Up next, ninth, from U.Today. XRP, Shiba Inu, SHIB, Hyperliquid Hype, and Bitcoin. Bitcoin price analysis for August 24. Bears take upper hand. Disclaimer. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. And then, 10th, from Crypto Slate. The next phase of tokenization is utility. The following is a guest post and opinion from Vincent Malapard, VP of Marketing at Centora. Tokenized funds have stopped being a novelty. Tokenized US Treasury funds alone now hold roughly $16 billion in distributed value, and the list of issuers includes most of the largest names in traditional asset management. Issuance is a solved problem. The harder question is what happens to one of these assets after it exists on-chain, because most of them currently do very little. The typical tokenized fund is held, occasionally transferred, and eventually redeemed. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your... 2 seconds.